Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer. Understanding Testosterone Deficiency in Men by Dr. Jerez Serfontein. This episode is brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Boston Scientific. Dr. Jerez Serfontein educates us on the causes of testosterone deficiency in men, as well as natural and medical interventions to manage it. What is testosterone deficiency? Testosterone deficiency, or hypogonadism, is a common endocrine disorder affecting a significant proportion of men, particularly as they age. It's characterized by low testosterone levels, accompanied by various physical and psychological symptoms. The global prevalence of testosterone deficiency is estimated to be around 10% in men, with higher rates noted in older populations. As more men become aware of this condition and seek help, it's important to understand the causes, symptoms, long-term effects, and how to manage it effectively. Causes of low testosterone. Low testosterone can occur for several reasons, and it typically falls into two categories, primary and secondary hypogonadism. Primary hypogonadism. This type stems from direct impairment of the testes, the organs responsible for producing testosterone. The causes of primary hypogonadism include genetic disorders, such as Klinefelter syndrome, which is an example of a genetic condition. This is a chromosomal condition where males have an extra X chromosome, leading to testicular dysfunction. Infections. Inflammation of the testes, or chytis, is due to viral or bacterial infections and can lead to testicular damage and reduced testosterone production. Mumps is a well-known viral cause that can result in primary hypogonadism. Trauma. Physical injury to the testes can impair their ability to produce testosterone. Tumors. Testicular tumors can directly damage testicular tissue, leading to low testosterone levels. These could be malignant or benign tumors. Medical treatments. Chemotherapy or radiation used for certain cancers can adversely affect testicular function. Secondary hypogonadism. Secondary hypogonadism, or hypogonadotrophic hypogonadism, results from inadequate stimulation of the testes by gonadotrophins, LH and FSH, due to dysfunction in the hypothalamus or pituitary gland. The causes include hypothalamic disorders. Conditions such as Kallmann syndrome, a genetic disorder that impairs the secretion of gonadotrophin-releasing hormone, GnRH, from the hypothalamus, leading to insufficient LH and FSH levels. Pituitary disorders. Tumors or other diseases affecting the pituitary gland can diminish its ability to secrete relevant hormones, such as LH and FSH, resulting in secondary hypogonadism. Chronic diseases. Chronic illnesses, including liver and kidney diseases, can disrupt the hypothalamic-pituitary-gonadal axis. Hormonal imbalances due to chronic conditions often lead to decreased testosterone production. Obesity and metabolic syndrome. Obesity and related metabolic conditions, such as type 2 diabetes, can lead to hypogonadism by increasing inflammatory mediators and negatively affecting hormone levels, including testosterone. High prolactin levels. Conditions that cause hyperprolactinemia or elevated prolactin levels, often due to pituitary adenomas, can inhibit the release of gonadotropins, thus impacting testosterone production. Lifestyle factors. Poor lifestyle choices, including chronic stress, lack of sleep, and excessive alcohol consumption, can also contribute to the development of secondary hypogonadism by affecting hormone regulation. Signs and symptoms of testosterone deficiency. Men with low testosterone may notice a range of symptoms that can affect many aspects of their life. Common symptoms include physical symptoms. These can include low sex drive, erectile dysfunction, loss of muscle mass, fatigue, and increased body fat. And emotional symptoms. Low testosterone can also lead to feelings of sadness, depression, fatigue, and you may find you have difficulty concentrating. These symptoms can significantly impact a man's quality of life and often necessitate further investigation if they are persistent.
Long-term effects of low testosterone. If left untreated, testosterone deficiency can lead to serious long-term health issues. Research indicates that men with low testosterone levels are at higher risk for conditions such as cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis, and type 2 diabetes. Managing testosterone deficiency. Managing testosterone deficiency typically involves a combination of lifestyle changes and, if necessary, medical treatment. Lifestyle changes. Adopting a healthy lifestyle can help improve testosterone levels and overall well-being. So, exercise regularly. Engaging in regular physical activity, particularly strength training, can boost testosterone levels. Have a healthy diet. Eating a balanced diet rich in healthy fats, proteins, and vitamins can support hormone production. And keep a check on your weight. Weight management. Maintaining a healthy weight is critical since obesity has been linked to lower testosterone levels. Medical treatment. For those with significant deficiencies, testosterone replacement therapy or TRT may be prescribed. This treatment can be administered through injections, patches, or gels. TRT aims to restore testosterone levels to normal and alleviate the symptoms associated with low testosterone. However, it's essential to work closely with a healthcare provider to monitor for potential side effects and ensure the treatment is effective. Conclusion. Testosterone deficiency is more common than many may think, particularly amongst older men. Understanding this condition is crucial for anyone experiencing symptoms. With appropriate management, through lifestyle modifications and medical interventions, men can regain balance and improve their overall quality of life. If you suspect you may have low testosterone levels, it's essential to consult a healthcare professional for proper evaluation and treatment options.